Today we are talking about Braille. It's been around for nearly 200 years now, created by Louis Braille to help blind people learn to read, to write, learn all about punctuation, in fact, improve reading skills and literacy across the board. But in the 21st century, how relevant is Braille with all the new technology now? And indeed, how easy is it to learn whatever your age? Well, to answer some of these questions, we have with us from RNIB, James Bowden, who is the man to talk to about Braille. Is that right, James?
Apparently my job title is Braille Technical Officer, yeah.
So I've got the right person, which is always a good start. So the Braille's been around for quite a while now. Let's just explain to people a little bit about the basics of Braille, because there's different formats. Does it come in different languages? Is it easy to learn?
Yeah, all of the above. So Braille is based on characters made up to 6 dots. So if you imagine an egg box, a standard egg box, put the short side towards you, and then you've got 2 columns of 3 dots. So 1, 2, 3 down the left, and 4, 5, 6 down the right. And I think it's absolutely amazing that such a simple system as that can do letters of the alphabet, numbers, punctuation, different languages, mathematics, science. You've even got Braille music.
What about learning Braille? Is it something that's easy to do? Does it depend on your age, your finger sensitivity?
Yeah, it depends what you want to do with Braille, because the basics of Braille, learning just the alphabet, you can do that in an afternoon. But if you want to go the whole hog and learn all the what we call contractions, I'll come onto that in just a moment, that takes a bit longer. When I learned Braille, I was, I think, 6 or 7, and I think it probably took the better part of a year. The key, though, is not just being able to learn the code. You've also got to teach your fingers to go over the dots and maybe even write Braille. So there's almost 3 key skills to learn: the dots themselves, reading it, and writing it.
So you would learn the alphabet first. You learn that with Braille, but there are contractions that you call them. So is that sort of creating groups of letters or words in a simple form?
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit like a cross between shorthand and texting, except Braille got there over 100 years before the mobile phone was invented. So we have, in English contracted Braille, signs for common letters, combinations such as TH, ST, ING, SH, ED, etc. And then common words such as the, and, with, so, every, and so on and so forth.
So once you've learned the basics and move on to contracted, is that grade 1 to grade 2?
They are sometimes called grade 1 and grade 2. Grade 1 is writing everything letter for letter like you do in print. And grade 2, or contracted Braille, uses the extra signs for common letters and common letter combinations. Braille can be used for simple things such as just labelling tins in your cupboard, right the way through to, shall we say, practical things like post bills, right the way through to more pleasurable things like reading novels and unpleasurable things like exam papers.
Okay, so we've got the Braille there. Do you need then a certain sensitivity in your fingers, or is that something with practice that you would pick up easily?
Yeah, I think practice is definitely a key. So the very first Braille shapes that we recommend learning are the simple ones, such as the letter A. Here we go, first Braille lesson, even on air. The letter A is just a single dot in the top left, so that's fairly straightforward to feel. And the letter L is 3 dots in a vertical line down the left. So we start with just those 2, and they're quite easily to say, that's a bigger one, that's a smaller one. Oh yes, I can begin to feel that's different. And then the third letter might be, for example, the letter G, which is a little square. 2 dots in the top row, 2 dots in the middle row, makes a little square. And again, you begin to say, oh yeah, that's a nice big square shape. You may not necessarily, when you start, feel every single individual dot, but the more you practice, the easier it gets. It's like lots of things.
Okay. Now, we are, as I said, in the 21st century, and there's always a debate, Braille and technology. Now, I'm guessing that you're going to fall down on the side of Braille, but with a touch of technology?
So it's no longer the case that Braille has to be written on very bulky books and shelves and shelves of ancient tomes, which you think, my goodness, who's going to read that? No, nowadays, all the paper stuff still exists, of course, but you can get electronic braille devices which attach to, say, a computer. I've got one in front of me here, and it's showing, actually, it's showing the time at the moment on the end of it. It's focused on the system tray at the bottom of my computer screen. So this gives me the benefit of both speech and braille, both together. So I usually say speech for speed, braille for precision. Let me give you an example. I was proofreading a document a while back, and right the way through the document, it was talking about section 7. Now, with the speech, it all seemed absolutely fine. When I read it with the braille, I noticed that it was saying section and then the digit 7 for all but one occurrence when it wrote out S-E-V-E-N. Now, they sound exactly the same in speech. They're very different in braille, and it is a proofing error. So I was able to do a very accurate proofing job with the braille. Another example would be you're in a noisy environment. Speech isn't that easy to hear. So using the braille again, brilliant. What about a lovely example that a friend of mine uses? He's blind and he says he has a sighted child. He likes to read a bedtime story to his sighted child. So what he does is he gets his iPhone, connects it to his braille display, and then he reads the braille and the child follows along on the screen of the iPhone. I think that's brilliant.
Absolutely, totally agree with that as well. And I imagine then that braille is incredibly important to learn because you're building your literacy skills. You know, you mentioned spelling there, punctuation. You're not going to get that from just listening to a book or a piece of text.
That's absolutely right. And I have seen some absolutely atrocious spelling from people who I would possibly say evidently only use speech and don't use a spell check. Braille will help you greatly with that sort of thing. I think they say that spelling is a visual thing. And even though Braille strictly isn't visual, it's still actually orthography. And so you will actually learn the spelling and so on and so forth.
We still see Braille, James, you know, on lifts and sometimes in restaurants, people can be offered Braille menus. So it is still there, although we are in the 21st century. And also something which many sighted people will probably pick up as well, maybe seeing products in supermarkets or pharmaceuticals with Braille.
Absolutely. And this is a huge benefit to those who read Braille. All pharmaceutical packaging now in the UK, I think it might even be an EU directive, has to have Braille on the packaging. That's really, really helpful, especially if you've got two different medications and you've got to take three tablets of one kind and one tablet of the other kind, and they're in the same size box. Vital that you get them the right way around. And the Braille really helps that kind of thing. I think it's the Co-op have also put Braille on their own brand products. Again, really great, really great.
Absolutely. Some more progress there. Let's come right up to date, though, at James, and talk about the Orbit Reader 20.
Yes. So RNIB launched the Orbit Reader 20 Braille display, which you can use to read books, take notes, connect to your mobile devices or your computers. It has 20 Braille cells, a standard Braille writing keyboard. And the really exciting thing about the Orbit Reader 20 is the price. It's a fraction of the cost of traditional Braille displays.
You're going to frighten me with some figures here because I know they are traditionally very expensive.
They are, yes. We're talking four figures.
So the Orbit not only is brand new, it's more affordable now.
That's right. The list price is $449. Excluding VAT, but RNIB Connect members can get a special discount of $399.
So you're saving almost £50 there if you're a Connect member on an already very affordable Braille reader. Have you had a play with it yourself?
I was involved in the testing, reporting to the development team. I actually sorted out 220 volumes of Braille to put on the device. So if you buy the Orbit Reader 20 from the RNIB, you get a selection of books for children, adults. There's some classics, there's some new titles, about 30 in total. We've even included a dictionary on there, and you can use the Orbit Reader to search through the dictionary instead of having 38 Braille volumes on your shelf.
Sounds great. A huge sigh of relief from many people, I think.
That's true,
James.
It's 38 volumes.
Yeah. Wow. We're almost out of time, James. If people would like to learn more about Braille, maybe getting started learning or the tech solutions as well, what's the best place to go to?
So on our website, we have a page all about Braille. It's rnib.org.uk/Braille. There is a link there to learning Braille. We offer a number of self-study courses, or you might be able to get a Braille class in your own area. Call our helpline on 0303 123 9999, and they can give you all the details. And we also offer a free alphabet card, which shows the Braille alphabet and a few other common signs. It's just one sheet of paper with actual embossed Braille on it and the print equivalent.
Great stuff. So you can have a little bit of a taster as well. For the moment then, to James Bowden, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure.